so they could review it, and they gave us their comments, which have now been incorporated in or blended in. So this is everybody's recollection of all the terms and conditions. So I'll start at page one, and I won't read it line by line, but obviously I'll go through the highlights. So the first part there is their February 6th site plan submissions. That was their first full site plan and their short form SECR and the surveys that we saw initially. And the next paragraph gives the tax map number and identification. That's where they state, and I modified this for how they ended up, not how they started. Flexible artistic gallery space for theater, music, and weddings with food and beverage services, office space, and an artist studio. Having food and beverage separate department in the event space. They requested some site plan waivers, as you remember in the beginning, and we enumerate those. We discuss these and develop them further. The buffers, the noise, and the loading docks, because they don't have the ability for a loading dock there. The noise we'll get into a little bit deeper. So based upon your initial review and comment, they made another submission May 7, 2024 with revised site plans. That's when we think we first saw elevations of what the building was going to look like. We first saw some vehicular access plans, landscaping, lighting. At that point, they did a parking analysis stating that they needed 172 spaces, and then they were investigating the municipal parking sites available for that. And as you know, the mayor and the village has made the Canal Street parking available to them. And the water and sewer was really not a complicated task because you have plenty of capacity. So we were concerned with parking, and the available parking could impede the project, so they needed to go find additional spaces. So they did that. And we saw them next again with a submission in July 2nd, 2024 with revised site plan materials. And then that's when we got the environmental acoustical study. And they were exploring further Main Street parking and Elm Street parking with additional parking spaces for up to 300 attendees. So we were concerned about parking still, and we wanted to avoid congestion, whether people could park, but the egress from the site of people as they come and go to events, so we asked them to do some further work on that. So they did, and they provided a traffic memorandum that was originally dated December 6th and then revised March 21st, and then I list out everything that was provided at that time. So two ADA parking spaces on site, they can accommodate 30-foot box trucks for deliveries. They represented they can accommodate waste removal trucks, garbage trucks. We want no parking, standing, or drop-off or pickup of persons on Summit Street. So don't want a car to stop and let people out. That's a no-no. On-site staff will be available during event operations to accommodate and direct attendees for compliance with the approval. They used the term waytenders they were going to have on-site. I know, Chairman, you talked with the mayor, and we didn't actually put this in here, but the Philmont Police would be available for charge if it's a problem. Okay. If they need to direct traffic, they're going to be told to implement that.
Right, but that will not be a freebie.
Right.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll relay that.
Yeah. And that's only if we talked about it at the village board last night, and specifically, we understand the first few events are definitely going to be growing pains,
yeah.
But
yeah.
The police would help with that.
Okay.
Off-street parking ended up with 339 allowed vehicles with 60 spaces on Elm and Canal and 49 Stomach Street, which the applicants purchased. They gave us a copy of their contract for that, with 53 spaces to be owned by the applicant. And then they would use 15-person passenger shuttles, vans, to get people back and forth on larger events. The 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, those are the additional reports that they provided with us, an additional analysis that they represented what the traffic volumes would be and pedestrian routes and those sorts of things. So they came up with recommendations, and our engineer agreed for the sidewalk and crosswalk improvements. Those are enumerated there, rapid flash beacons, and actuated blind driveway ahead sign, and then high visibility crosswalk and ADA compliant ramps. Those will be installed at the applicant's expense, but obviously they can coordinate with the village DPW if for the village to implement the work. They'll have to coordinate with the highway superintendent and decide if he'll do that work or if they'll contract it out. I set out that Paul McCurry was your engineer, and he did a full EAF review. We met on February 18th, 2025, reviewed the submissions and the comments. There were still some concerns about potential noise from the site and possible congestion to the site. But we deemed it complete and set a public hearing. And in response to those concerns, there was an additional submission with some site lighting and some post-development sound monitoring and potential mitigation. It was determined that was going to need to be done. And the, again, the above pedestrian improvements will be applicant installed. So we had a public hearing, we had about 20, we had 22 people speak, and had their questions addressed, and none spoke detrimentally to the project. I didn't, nobody seemed absolutely opposed to it. Some of the neighbors had concerns, and they said they would work with them. So these are some conditions that came out of the public hearing. The site will not have an independent restaurant operation, but kitchen space will serve the special events at the site. The kitchen operation will be an independent operator with any required alcohol licensure. Construction is anticipated to be 16 to 24 months in duration. The available parking now allows for 339 attendees. If additional parking is secured and represented on a site plan, the site could accommodate up to 490 attendees. That would be revisiting you with a revised site plan showing you the parking information. The site will not be open as a public space for public access, it's only attendees. The fire company or any other companies that would respond to the site under mutual aid will do a review of the site prior to the issuance of any certificate of occupancy. Hours of operation will be allowed from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. Site lighting will remain on 1 hour after operations. The applicant will retain a third-party acoustician to conduct a post-construction noise analysis under the review of the village consulting engineer, and sound emission limitations will be set by the applicant and be provided to the planning board and the building department to prevent any sounds or noise emissions generated from the site that would exceed the village code. So if it turns out they can't have a rock band there with amplified instruments, then that would be a condition that would be self-imposed to keep them below the threshold. As provided in the Philmont Code, any change in use or intensity of use in the discretion of the building department could require additional site plan or special use permit review and approval. Paul McCreary had concerns because, you know, we initially heard brewery, we initially heard full-time restaurant, and they walked those back to just be a special events. If they want to put in a full-time brewery or a full-time restaurant, that would be a change in use or intensity of use that would trigger them coming back to you for site plan review. We closed the public hearing and we went through the secret forms in great detail and issued a negative declaration. One other condition is that the planning board shall require the applicant to notify the village building department any event that will exceed 150 attendees. It can be by an email to the building department and the village clerk, just so that everyone has a heads up, police, fire, everyone, that there's going to be an event up there. And I put in there that the condition can be waived by the building department, because let's say they operate for a year or two and everything's going fine. Jessica doesn't want to get an email every time they have a wedding up there, so they can waive that if it's working out well. So the now therefore be it resolved is that all conditions, terms as set forth herein are express conditions incorporated into the project approval. So if we discuss it and set it as a limitation, that's part of the approval. If any term or item needs clarification by the applicant or the village, the representatives agree to seek clarification by review of the planning board. So if something comes up that we all didn't anticipate and it's a problem, rather than have someone say you missed it, or they hit it, or they didn't address it, we all agree to come back and look at that issue. And any change of use, significant change in intensity of use, shall require amendment of the site plan or special use permit. And that's where I specifically enumerate that if it's a full-time restaurant or a brewery, that they would come back and seek approval for you for that. And if that's all agreeable, then you would resolve to issue the site plan approval and the special use permit for the project. And I did hear from Brandy. She was okay with these and offered some suggestions, some changes to some of them slightly. And I did hear from the Alexes that they said great thanks in response to email, so they don't have any objections with these terms or conditions.
All right, so what we need then is a resolution approving.
I just have I think this is a typo. On page 3.
Okay.
I understand why you want to emphasize it, but on-site staff should be available. You don't need it twice.
Oh, sorry. Yep. 5 and 6 are duplicated, so we'll strike it the second time.
And I'm just curious, on page 4, there's a very specific type of lighting indicated. How did that get so specific?
That was Brandy's suggestion. Do you want to talk about that, Brandy? Page 4 of the site lighting.
Yeah, so that was discussion that we had at the last meeting about there there's no site lighting proposed for the building itself, but at 49 Summit Street, they may use some low-level bollard lighting, and we wanted it downward facing and low, warm color temperature, so 2700K is what we would normally recommend for a warm downcast light for bollards.
Okay, you might just wanna check the code on that, it's been bouncing back and forth for years on that temperature.
The village code?
The building code.
Okay, cause.
So I know that's not a planning board issue.
Yep, sure.
But if, just check it, cause that particular temperature doesn't provide good contrast.
Okay.
So, I don't know where it ended up.
I will.
But it's worth checking the code just to see where it is.
Okay.
That's what I use with my outside lights at home.
That 23 degree?
It's nice soft light, yeah.
And you're still.
I probably have no contrast, I'll look when I go. Smart lights are great.
Okay.
So if any, nobody has any other corrections or issues you think we need to address, then it's just a motion and a second and an all in favor.
Alright, anyone wanna make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you so much.
So Chairman, you'll sign one official copy for Jess to put in the file, and then, Jess, this is important. We don't do this a lot, cause it's not such a big deal, but on a bigger project, we should. You're gonna fill out the last certification line, sign it tomorrow when you file it in the file in the village office, because that, if anybody wanted to challenge this or any of the determinations made in it, that's what starts the clock for them to do it. So if you don't have it officially filed on a date, then they can challenge it whenever they want. We all like to put an end date on that.
For a resolution number, does this just one, since it's for planning board, or does it go off of the ones that we've done for the regular?
It'd be like one of 2025 for the planning board.
Okay, yeah, I've never, so I wasn't sure. Perfect.
For our record, can I get a copy of the final approval resolution?
I can email it to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll email to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And did we button up the, did you sign off on the secret form and all that last meeting when we negged it? I thought so.
Yeah, I'll need a copy of that as well, cause we need it.
I'm not sure if I did or not.
Yeah, cause they'll need that for all their other agencies they're doing, and it's approved that we did it.
Oh, who has a copy of that? Do you have a copy of the secret?
Who filled out?
Paul went through it at the meeting, and we negged it by motion.
Right.
But the chairman would've signed off on the last page of the form.
I don't, did we actually, we didn't have the form with us?
We didn't have the form.
Yeah, no.
They pulled it up on the screen.
Yeah.
I have the, maybe just make sure I didn't put any edits on. Okay, part one, part three. I don't have the part three.
I might have, cause I edited mine as we went along, but if not, we can get Paul's copy.
Okay.
And we'll get.
Yeah, no, just go inside it.
So I'll follow up separately for that.
Can I just announce, that something that's related to buildings in Philmont, which is that the two new Habitat houses, that are on Eagle Street, there is going to be a dedication ceremony on Saturday, April 26th at 11 a.m. And if anybody is able or willing to go, it would be wonderful to show up to support. It's their, it's a time to recognize the support they said they received from volunteers, donors, housing advocates, and local officials. And unfortunately, I'm gonna be out of town moving my daughter, and Brian is gonna be upstate at his house.
Can you email that to me?
Yeah, I will.
Do you have the one? Do you have like the one where you have to like click on it to respond?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I'm saying, if not, I have that.
Okay, so I'll send it to you and you.
I have it, just send it to him.
Okay, and then maybe we can send it to the, you know, the other members if you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have some village official presence there. So, that's all.
It would be. That was a great project, by the way. We should recognize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, Brandy, we're gonna miss you.
We'll have to see if anything else happens in Philmont.
I was gonna say, this has not been your only project.
No. Thank you, though, for your time and your attention and all the good comments and questions and the dialogue with the community. I have been watching that mill for 25 years, and I'm excited to see something happen to it, so.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's really positive, so.
One of the guys that was going up there today to do some work said it was the first time he'd been in the mill since he was a little boy.
Yeah.
He said, I forgot how big it is. He said it's huge.
It is. And there's a fairly decent-sized family of raccoons that needs to be evicted. They'll be upset they're losing their waterfront view.
Now, you have some lighting people going there tomorrow?
So there's an architectural lighting consultant who's going to do a mock-up. I believe it's on Thursday. I can confirm that. But if you want to see it, they want to just see how the... They're doing a little bit of facade lighting, and they'd like to see in a mock-up how that looks. So I'm sure they'd welcome your observations. So.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a few things they want to do, because it would be really beautiful to highlight some of the architectural for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
It's like staring at you.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm meeting for you.
I have a motion in a second
to
adjourn.
Well, we had a few really short.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're done. Thanks again, Brandy. Rob, good work on this, by the way.
Good night, Philmont.